podcast viewfinder.
All these facts and opinions look the same. I can't tell them apart.
Happens to me all the time. Don't worry about it. Hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And this is Podcast Viewfinder.
So today we have a special guest.
Episode 14. Alright.
Oh.
Yeah. And with us today in studio. That's when you introduce
yourself. Oh, okay, that's how this works.
Yeah.
I'm Andrew Pro.
Hey Andrew.
How's it going?
Good. We're actually recording at CIY Mix, which is a summer camp for middle school students.
Yeah.
In the great campus of Indiana Wesleyan University.
Yeah.
I say that sarcastically because I went to Taylor University or Rivals. This is the
worst place.
No
wonder they gave us a closet to record.
This is their dorms, yeah. Are little closet holes.
No. Dude, they can just tell. When you entered the place, I
know.
The bad vibes coming your way.
Immediately.
I felt those too.
But, no, it's actually, I do like this campus. It's very nice, but
brand new.
I hate everybody here. So, Andrew, you are the,
what do you do?
One of the youth guys. Well, tell us what you do.
Yeah, that sounds good. One of the youth guys at Christian Fellowship Church, just down the road.
CFC.
Where's
not,
that?
Not
yeah,
down the road from
we,
here.
We do call CFC. Yeah, just down the road in Evansville.
So
up the road.
Up the road from where James
uptown.
And I work. So, but you work specifically middle school or?
Mostly. I focus. Most of my time, effort, and attention goes towards middle schoolers.
Middle school. So, yeah. So this week is just middle school, which this is my first, like, just middle school camp in a long time. Because I know I did stuff with another church, with Crossroads, when I was interning. But now,
yeah.
But so this is the first time I've been, like, strictly middle school camp in,
yeah. And like, now it's the last time.
10 or 11 years, yeah. So it's been interesting.
It's cool.
It's been fun. That's I've good. Enjoyed it. It's
so,
kids.
Wild. We'll talk more about camp at the end of this podcast because we all got lots of camp stories, probably. I do. I grew up going to camp. So, but this past weekend was 4th of July. So happy late 4th of July to everybody.
Yeah. Celebrate. Go America.
Go
America.
Yeah, you said it wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say USA. And I just changed my mind right at the beginning. And, you know.
James celebrates his own Independence Day on July 7th.
You
America.
How old is America now?
Like over 200 years.
We were over 200 years.
Yeah.
Like the 70s.
Wait, so 1776.
All right, so let's do some math.
86, 96, 06, 16. So
24 plus
39, 239.
14,
15. 239. Okay.
So next year is the big 240.
240 years, America.
Man.
If we make it another year.
I plan on making it. Wow, Debbie Downer right here.
Kidding. Well, since we're already on the Debbie Downer side, so no, there were some tragedies over 4th of July weekend of dumb people. sorry, I shouldn't say that because they died. But,
wow.
But
they can't defend themselves.
All right, but here's the thing. So fireworks safety, like all the firework boxes say, like danger warning, shoots flaming balls and missiles. Like everyone, and then like these guys put fireworks on their head. And lit them off. There was substances involved that they were drinking something that made them not think straight. But so what? Okay, do you guys shoot off fireworks?
Yeah,
4th of July.
Usually.
So this is our first year. So Quincy, our 4-year-old daughter, like we let her hold Roman candles and shoot those off.
Oh, wow. She held it the wrong way. she's in the hospital.
We made her hold it in her teeth.
I did that once actually.
What? Held a Roman candle
upside down.
And it shot at you?
Yes.
Well, that's why. So I have them hold it to the out to the side. So that way.
Wait, where'd you light the wick?
Light the wick.
Where'd you light the wick? Like, it comes out the wick end.
Yeah, that's what I did. I thought it came out the other end. I thought you lit the wick and shot it.
Only shot.
So
you ended up in the emergency room?
No.
Okay.
Luckily, it missed.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
but it shoots five shots.
This one
shot. Well, once I got the first one, I flipped it real quick.
Okay. So there's that video that's been going around on Facebook. I think it's America's Funniest Home Videos. They stick a Roman candle in the ground and it's shooting off. And their little, like, dachshund dog runs over and grabs it. And starts, like, so he grabs it in his mouth sideways. And it's, like, shooting at everybody. And, like, but every time it goes off, it scares him. But he won't drop it. So he, like, he gets scared and he jumps. And then they don't know where he's going to shoot next. Fantastic.
Awesome.
So, but no, fireworks are dangerous. I know some of you might still be shooting some off because I America. Like at our house, like it goes from like mid June through mid July, like people are shooting off fireworks. Scares my dog. He hasn't been outside in months. Like just pees on the floor.
Yeah,
poops in my shoes.
So it's normal. Yeah. He's doing the normal thing.
So
have you ever done anything crazy with fireworks, Chris?
Not too crazy. My friends and I used to go down to this boat dock and shoot them into the water. And they would hold bottle rockets in their hands and shoot them off. I would never do that.
Into the water? I feel like...
Sometimes, like, shoot them in the
water.
Oh,
yeah. But it is cool. Because they got the waterproof wick.
Yeah, and blow up. So
didn't you, like, almost burn down a neighbor's house once?
I did do that. That was not... Yeah, it was.
it was sort of awkward. Okay.
This was on July 25th, so Christmas in July.
Whoa.
A couple of years back. And
way
so
after
we July were. But it's a Christmas in July. So we celebrate, we did a gift exchange.
We did a gift exchange,
and then we shot off a firework for the July part of it. So we set it on this table that wasn't very sturdy. It was in my parents' backyard. My parents were out there. This wasn't. My dad set it up, so it's his fault. But so we lit the wick. And so it was like a. Eight
artillery.
Shot or something. No, it wasn't artillery. It was like, it shoots like eight like shots. So it shoots one and blows up in the air, then it shoots another one. So we're like up, like we're looking up in the air, right? Because they're going off up in the air. Well, about like number six, we realized like, hey, it's tilting a little bit. And we look down. So number seven is like firing like sideways. And so my friend, who's actually getting married next week in Florida, which we'll get to in a minute, but went to Florida, not to my friend. But so he like dives and like tackles my sister and my now sister-in-law into the house to save their lives. Thanks, Dave. And then shot number eight shoots like through our backyard into our neighbor's backyard. And they have a giant porch. And it's got lattice work in the lattice. So the firework goes under the lattice and just explodes. Like the whole underside of their porch just lights up. And then smoke just starts pouring out through the cracks of their wooden porch. So we're like, oh man. So their lights come on. So we run over there. Like our whole family runs over there. They open the door and we sing Silent Night to them.
That's hilarious.
It was the best.
Man. Who would ever let... I'd have ran away.
No, we would have been sing to them. It was so funny. They're like, what
happened?
Sorry, man.
Your house... No, they're fine.
Their house burned down, but that song...
Christmas cheer in July just did it for them. So, you guys have any crazy firework stories? Anything?
Well, you shot yourself.
Yeah, I didn't shoot myself. I said I had it.
That's why.
So like it went. Luckily, I was.
Well, you try to shoot yourself. You're just not very good at shooting yourself.
Yeah.
So fail at it ever.
That's just crazy. Okay.
So, did
you guys hear about that like football player that like got severe hand injury?
From what?
A severe hand injury from fireworks.
Oh.
On the fourth.
No.
He's like supposed to make $15 million next year, and he got like his hand is like. Really injured
ruined?
By yeah, burned by
Guess he's not making $15 million next year.
Well, yeah, and then like that's like I don't know why people think this isn't gonna like hurt me like because
it just explodes.
This podcast is about worldview, and here's where worldview comes into it, because a lot of times our worldview is like this happens to everybody else. Mm-hmm. Like James and I teach an abstinence based program in the schools, and we talk about. STIs and STDs, sexually transmitted infections and diseases. Yeah, and like all the students, like I remember when I was in high school and that person came and showed slides and it's disgusting and all that, but they show like all this stuff. You're like, this doesn't happen to anybody I know. This happens to everybody else. And like when you ask the question, like, how many of you think people in your school have STDs? Nobody wants to think about that. But it's like, this happens to everybody else. Like, well, I'm not going to get rid of my fireworks. I play football. I'm going to make $15 million. My hand
I can handle it.
Blown off. Yeah.
Watch. He probably had it in his hand. He's like, watch this, guys.
Yeah.
Big old artillery shell.
So, do you guys watch America's Got Talent?
Nope.
Sometimes.
Okay. So, on America's Got Talent, this guy, like, put on this suit. And like strap tons of fireworks to it, and just
what?
No, it was the great. Like
they're all firecrackers. It was the longest.
It was firecracker. It was like every type of firework, and so the stuff is just shooting off of him. And he's like, just like
it was in the studio.
Yeah,
was, the audience got hurt.
Judges are going nuts, and I was outside. But it was one of the, like after like. The whole time, like, my wife and I were just laughing because it was the funniest. It was so dumb. It's so funny. He survived and made it out alive.
But he had a suit on.
They passed it to the next guy. Yeah, but it was hilarious. It was so funny because he's just like, just fireworks. He's just a man of fireworks. It was great. So, but yeah, if you still have fireworks, be safe with them. Don't be dumb.
Yeah, don't shoot them off your head. Don't hold them in your hand.
Yeah, Roman candles is the only one. I don't think you're supposed to hold those in your hand, but I do.
Yeah, you're supposed to like stick them in the ground.
Okay, I don't do that.
Yeah, or you can have Roman candle wars.
No,
but that's not smart.
Your brother did that.
I know. He'd always come in with a shirt full of holes. It was a holy shirt. And my parents were like, "You must have met the Lord."
But no, so him and another friend of ours were shooting Roman candles at each other. One got hit in the eye with one and had to go to the emergency room. And
so he's like saline drip.
Yeah, no, he's
like, got an eye patch. Okay. To this day, he wanted to be a pirate.
He does not. So
I got hit in the leg with a bottle rocket because they have all sorts of wars, not just Roman candles. Hey, check this out. They'd hold them in their hand, of which then they get like splinters. But I'm like, I got hit by the bottle rocket and blew up on my leg. And I was like 5, so you know, very traumatic.
My brother, when we were little, he like lit one off, it's called a Whistler Chaser, and it like spins and goes up in the air. Well, like went in his hair, he's like going around, so he like knocks it off, and then it flies into the firework box. It's like going around, everybody just starts scattering. Nothing happened. It would have been great if it did, but it was just one of those moments.
Man, so it's not like the movies.
Fireworks are great. I love fireworks. So, okay, this is completely unrelated, but somebody just texted me. Somebody I talked to, like a friend of mine. But I don't talk to him that often.
He must be listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
This is live.
This is not live. But he just asked me my middle name. So should I be scared? Is he trying to like make it, like steal my identity?
Oh man, he probably is.
Hey, what's your middle name?
Are you sure he's a friend?
Yeah, like so we haven't texted in like probably a month or so, and he just says, "Yo, what's your middle name?" Like, is this really who you say you are?
I don't know,
hopefully. Hey, shout out to you if you listen to this show. If I can say your name, I just made fun of you, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
So, hey, Andrew, you are the first one to leave a comment and a rating on our podcast.
Disappointed sports fan.
That's right.
That was your name, and you don't remember.
I was surprised when I saw that. My guess is I love the Chicago Cubs, so my guess is it probably just comes down to one day I was tired of watching the Cubs. I don't know where I came up with that name.
So thank you for making a comment. And then somebody else this week made a comment on our podcast, so we have two now.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, go make a comment.
Yeah, go leave a review.
On our podcast.
It helps us out. It would be great. So
all right, it's time for a segment. Okay,
we
James.
Do lots of segments,
but this is one of our favorites.
Uh huh. It's called Florida Follies.
Because stuff happens in Florida
all the time.
This is so dumb. You're like, only in Florida does a lot of stuff happen. So Andrew found a great story. So Andrew, what happened in Florida this week that we have to know about?
Well, apparently.
Not apparently. We watched the video.
Yeah, it's apparent.
Apparently, God is mad at this Wendy's because there is a video of this Wendy's restaurant in Florida that just got, annihilated by lightning.
What?
It's
a crazy video.
It's a great video. So look that up.
It is funny. The title is, what was it, like, Florida...
Florida Wendy's gets struck by lightning.
Come on, Florida, or something like that.
The Huffington Post article says, like, the Wendy's employees claim that it's not cursed by God. Like, because that's what everybody goes to, right? When something like gets struck by lightning. That's why a lot of people made that comment about Jim Caviezel when he was playing Jesus in The Passion, because he got struck by lightning, I think, twice. During the scene on the cross, like, he's up there, he got struck by lightning twice. Lightning smites Florida Wendy's, employees claims restaurant not cursed. So,
there you go.
The article says, we always knew those square burgers were an abomination.
I love Wendy's.
So Wendy's burgers in Florida are well done. These are things like, how does this get on film? Because it's somebody's iPhone, like.
Well, I have a theory.
Oh, okay.
So who competes with Wendy's?
McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So you think McDonald's?
McDonald's has something to do with this lightning bolt hitting Wendy's.
So you think this is like a cause, like a satellite, like that shoots a lightning bolt down?
No.
You don't think it's like a real lightning
bolt?
No. Wait, how is McDonald's going to know?
So McDonald's employees are more religious, and they pray more, and they just happen to be praying.
The golden arches, like the golden arches we'll walk through in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. See? I mean, what do you think? Wendy's is in heaven, okay? That's the place people eat up there.
In Wendy's?
I mean, McDonald's, not Wendy's. No, Wendy's is for Wendy's people is, in, by far. In hell.
They donate like $5 just by taking a picture to the adoption.
Oh yeah, Wendy's is doing stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
They do.
I like adoption. I know. They're doing some good stuff.
Unlike Hardee's.
Because Wendy was adopted. Dave Thomas's daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Wendy like was... Hardee's?
Unlike Hardee's. Oh, yeah. Hardee's is on the X list. I mean, they're bad.
Hardee's, though, okay. So they go with the commercials. Like, we're going to talk about products in a little bit. But like their commercials go like really far in the like the sexual realm, like with the, like hamburgers. Like, why, like, first of all, that model is never going to eat your food because she would not look like that.
Well, and the sandwich is just
you
as,
are what you eat,
just as fake as the model.
Yeah. But their hamburger, okay.
This is real. They taste great.
Hardee's hamburgers.
Yeah, they don't look like that on the commercials.
Hardee's hamburgers are really good. And but I love what they do because they're like, let's take another sandwich and combine it with that. So it's like, oh, the Philly cheesesteak thick burger. So like, not only is it a hamburger, but they put like a Philly cheesesteak with all the peppers and onions.
Hey, that's awesome. They take all the best stuff and combine it.
Yeah. Well, it's like the KFC. What is that? The I give up on life sandwich?
The two chickens and the bacon and the cheese. Yeah. And there's like, no breading.
The bread is the chicken.
Yeah. You're like, wow. That's genius. I got something else now. I can't remember what it is.
So, Wendy's. Okay. So, what do you think was going on inside that Wendy's that made lightning strike it?
Well.
Okay. Here we go.
Go, Andrew.
Somebody's probably lying.
I think there was I think they were trying to serve those ghost pepper fries and somebody realized that they didn't have a real ghost in the Wendy's and it got hit by lightning and created a ghost.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's very good. I know I know where you're going.
Ghost pepper fries. I'll have a ghost serve me ghost pepper fries. I'd be very excited.
You know, I think it was one of those, somebody was going into Wendy's, you know, when they do something bad, and somebody's like, you're going to get struck by, God's going to hit you with lightning.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm inside. And boom.
Somebody was probably ordering a junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh.
And here's what happened.
All right.
Tell us what happened. Yeah.
The guy, he orders his junior bacon cheeseburger. And he really liked it, and he was enjoying it. And he's like, I really want another one.
Yeah.
And his wife was like, honey, you can't eat another one. And he was like, yes, I can. He's like, God strike me dead if I can't eat another junior bacon cheeseburger. Man. So he goes up, and he ordered another junior bacon cheeseburger.
Enlightening.
He couldn't finish it.
Now he's the ghost.
Now he's the ghost.
The two birds in one stone.
Speaking of birds.
Oh my goodness.
What else is happening in Florida this week?
Florida's crazy. But yeah, the birds, they're going missing in Florida. Like thousands and thousands of birds. I don't know. How many birds are there in Florida? Well, there's less now because they're leaving their nests. That's a big deal. Yeah, they're just disappearing. So it's either like the rapture birds. You know, those movies where, you know, you just walk and people just disappear. Like, what happened to them all? So that could be happening. I don't know. Maybe
I think I know what happened.
What?
They flew north for summer. Birds always fly south for winter. They got to fly back north.
That's true.
But they're like, oh, this is our vacation home. And then they're like, they stayed too long. They're like, oh, what did you lay eggs for? We got to abandon our children. So they left, like, what, they're just nests with eggs in them, right? They just left them. I don't know.
Or maybe
they saw Wendy's get hit by lightning and they got scared.
I'm getting out of here. Obviously, the Lord is mad.
So, have you guys, back to the lightning, but have you guys ever seen lightning strike, like, close by you?
Not like that.
Because it is bonkers. I was golfing one time, and,
You golf?
One time.
Something new. Yeah.
On occasion.
It
was at this golf course, and it started raining, and then, like, it thundered, so we went back in the clubhouse, and we're watching, and there's these, like, other golfers coming back, and there's this tree that's, like, really close, and lightning, the guy should have died, but it struck and hit the tree and just like splintered it. It was crazy. Because like you just watched like bark fly out of it, and the guy came in and was like, I gotta change my pants. Because he was like right next to me.
And
he had golf clubs and umbrella and everything. So I don't know. You know, I say like, don't carry an umbrella in lightning storms, and he survived, the tree didn't.
But he said don't golf in lightning storms.
Well, yeah, we were coming inside. He came inside. He probably should have come inside earlier, but yeah. It was close.
Now he knows for next time.
Yeah. Don't golf in thunderstorms. But
don't do it.
So bird stuff always freaks me out, though. So going back to birds. I'm jumping all over the place. Okay, so the birds leaving, because there's like other stories where like birds just massive, like amounts of birds just die all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like that happened a couple of years back in some places. And so when like birds, like when stuff like that happens.
Somebody's knocking on crazy. the studio door. I hope it's not a zombie.
So, but isn't it like, do bird stuff scare you? I never saw the movie The Birds. But there's like certain movies where birds start dying.
My last name is Crow.
That's true.
Oh. So I've always felt a connection to birds.
Okay. What about the movie The Crow? You have a connection to that?
No.
Okay. The guy died in the making of that movie. It's a rumor anyway. So, so it's kind of like, I don't know, when birds just migrate somewhere, it always scares me. Because animals, like, have that sense, right? Like, animals know when things are going to happen
yeah.
before.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, that's why...
Like, The Happening? Anybody ever see that movie?
I did not.
That's good, because it's terrible.
That's what I heard. So
I was at a stable one day before an earthquake happened.
And you...
Like, a horse stable. Horses, like, stampede, go crazy.
Before the earthquake?
Before the earthquake, and like...
Maybe they caused it.
2 minutes later, it was like...
Shook? So where did they go? The horses? Did they run somewhere?
Or they just went crazy in their stables. I think someone got hurt actually going nuts.
Wow.
Back to the birds, though.
Think about this bird thing. So this is in Florida, in a 150-acre mangrove cover... What is it?
Mangrove.
I was like, mangrove. Mangrove-covered dune off Florida's Gulf Coast. But in May, the key fell eerily quiet all at once. Yeah, because birds make so much noise. So being used to that, and then, like, I would think something bad's going to happen, like you said.
It's that calm before the storm.
I need to not be here.
Well, I expect, like, this giant, like, 800-foot alligator to just come out of the swamp or the mangrove-covered land or whatever. I don't know. Okay.
I think it's raccoons.
So everybody's leaving Florida.
Oh, raccoons.
The birds are leaving first, so everybody else needs to get out.
That's what they're going to check out next. They think the raccoons are swimming over to this little cove.
Dude, no, they ride alligators. They're going to ride the alligators out.
That happened a couple weeks ago. all right. So now it's time for Goes the Culture. Pop Goes the Culture. So this is where we look at the weekly movies and songs and stuff of the week. That's called weekly. But So number one this week, finally dethroning Jurassic World, barely.
Barely, like 45.
Yeah, because the early numbers were that it didn't dethrone it, but it did. So it is Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Inside Out got number one. Jurassic World is still number two. Terminator 3. Terminator Genesis came in at number three.
Because that'd be fourth.
Is it?
No, this is the fifth one, yeah.
Is it the fifth?
Yeah, because...
So there's 1, 2, 3, four. Salvation, and now Genesis, and they spelled Genesis wrong.
Weird. They have not read the Bible. It's the first book.
Come on, everybody knows it's IS.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
did you watch it? Have you seen it? Does it deserve number one?
Inside Out?
Yeah.
Yes. So James and I saw Inside Out this week. You did not.
I haven't.
Yeah, you've missed it. But
I haven't. I was at camp last week, too. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're at camp next week.
Yeah, we are. So we'll be...
It's like camp crazy.
Camp
recording on the road again
next week. So that's now three. We saw two movies. Well, Inside Out and Tomorrowland. We'll talk about both of those in a minute. But what else? So songs stay the same.
Yeah, not much is changing with those songs. Number one's still number one.
Number
two is number two. When are people going to bring up?
Number one is Wiz Khalifa. See You Again.
Yeah.
Tell you all.
Eventually, people will get tired of that one.
Yeah, I'm tired of it already. So. So Inside Out. So the opening quote we read was Joy, the character in the movie. She says, "All these facts and opinions look the same. I can't tell them apart." And then Bing Bong, who's the imaginary friend, says, "Happens to me all the time. Don't worry about it." So, it's good because this movie, like it's about emotions. It's about growing up. It's about our memories and how our memories affect our life. Because we. It's weird to think about, but like we're a collection of our memories. Like the reason we do a lot of the stuff is based on like what we've observed around the world around us and like what we've taken in, like our worldview, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Like how we view the world affects how we interact with people and circumstances and all that. And so, she's looking, I don't remember what part she's looking at, but she's like trying to like, it's like this assortment of facts and opinions. And she says, they all look the same. I can't tell them apart. And he's like, it happens to me all the time. Don't worry about it. But that's what, like, Right, because this girl is not quite a teenager yet. So she's like 10 or 11, like the main girl in the story. So it's about, if you don't know anything about this movie, it's about this family, a mom and a dad and their daughter. And the daughter, it's about their emotions, right?
And how they develop,
It goes in their brains.
It starts with joy, and it goes from there, and others develop.
Yeah, the other emotions develop. It was really good.
It is. Now, there's going to be a couple spoilerish things. So
yes, so if you haven't seen it and you're like worried about spoiling a cartoon for you, then...
All right, guys, it's been fun.
See you. Andrew. Next time, you got to come back because we got to...
fast forward like 5 minutes or something.
I don't know.
A couple minutes. So the thing about this, it's a sad movie.
It is.
There's really funny parts.
I've talked to grown men that have cried.
Yeah, me.
More than just James. I said grown men. I'm just kidding.
Three snaps.
Still growing up.
My mom and sister saw it, and then my mom was like, I thought they were going to ask me to leave the theater. Like, I was sobbing so hard. She's like, it was just like I'm tearing up. She's like, I'm like,
stuff. It'll be a great memory for them.
She filled up a popcorn bucket with tears. So,
remember, you can look back and you can laugh about her.
I wasn't there with you. My mom cries like.
Her shirt was so.
Sweating when I'm not crying.
But this movie is just so good because a lot's going on. So the emotions.
Yeah, because the memories, dealing with memories. But I like that line because it's just. It's about this girl growing up, and she's trying to figure out, because our facts and opinions, especially the middle school years, that's what we're observing at camp this week. Because one of the guys this morning said, a lot of times middle schoolers, their behavior and their beliefs don't line up because you have your belief system, and as we're members of the church and followers of Christ, we see kids' worldview, we see them claiming to follow Jesus and loving Jesus, and then. Then they go and punch somebody in the face.
Acting a fool.
Their actions don't follow.
Acting a fool. And so, facts and opinions look the same. I like that line just because that happens a lot. Happens a lot.
Why isn't this okay though? Why can't I believe something and act a different way?
I don't know. No, that's a good one, Andrew.
I'm the expert, so obviously,
That's why I had you on the show.
That's right. I think what you believe, if you really believe it, it leads to your actions.
Yeah.
James is pretty clear on that.
Yeah.
Not James.
Not just James.
The book of James.
If I believe in a chair, I really believe in it when I sit down in it.
Yeah.
So my actions are actually kind of, in my beliefs, they kind of have to go hang in my head.
But the problem when they don't line up is that, then you become a hypocrite. You're like, oh, yeah. And that,
I'm only a hypocrite if you call me one.
You will, if you're the definition of a hypocrite when you're.
We can get rid of that, all right? Remember, facts, we can change those.
So that's the thing about, with middle school students, their beliefs and actions don't matter, but it's not just middle school, it's all of us. Yeah. There's times when we are, raising kids, Andrew and I both have kids, you're like, don't do that. And they're like, why? Because it's going to be bad for you. Well, you do this. Because that's what my 4-year-old now, because we're like, we tell her to go to bed. And she's like, well, you guys aren't going to bed. We can stay up later. We're adults. And so we'll catch her. She's snuck out and sitting next to the couch watching TV with us. And we don't know it. And so she's like, Daddy, I want to be like you.
Don't worry. One day she won't want to be like you.
Oh, man.
That's Inside Out.
But the Inside Out movie, because it's about this girl's memories, and they're trying to, the Joy character is trying to preserve
these happy memories. Because each memory is associated with
a core memory. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and these things that go on to define, how she acts later, because she's going to draw on these old memories. I remember this, and this gives me joy. But
Joy, the Joy character is trying to protect her from sadness because she doesn't want
any of them. But sadness.
Yeah, sadness especially because there's one of the core memories. Sadness touches it, and that core memory becomes a sad memory. And she's like, you just ruined that memory.
Yeah.
So the whole movie is about this girl moving. They move from one town to another, and so you're kind of following her emotions as she's moved. She's away from her friends, away from the things she knows, new house that she doesn't necessarily like, and all this stuff. And so you watch her emotions kind of...
Yeah, and you get to see the importance of the emotions. Because I think, you see, okay, disgust is an emotion. You're like, okay, she can kind of protect her from stuff. But ultimately, joy wants to dominate.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, she should feel joy all the time. She doesn't say that outright, but...
But no, that's what she...
That's what she pushes. Hey, how can we make her feel joyful? How can we... Because we want to... And sadness looks like the enemy in it. Like, oh, why are you here? You have no purpose, no point. Go sit in a corner.
Yeah, she tells her to stand. Yeah, I just drew a circle and stand in it. And that, what I like about that, though, is like... Joy and happiness is different. And so, like, joy is trying to make her feel happy about stuff. But, like, she doesn't really truly feel joy until she embraces the sadness.
That's right.
Yeah.
Of situations. So, it was a good movie. Yeah, but expect to cry.
Yeah.
But memories start to fade, don't they? Or something like that.
Some memories simmer. Like so, the core memories stay, but they'll send all the other memories into storage. And over time... memories fade, and so then you got these guys who come along and suck them off and send them into this area where they get forgotten forever.
There was this one part, he's got this card, and this guy's got a jingle. He's like, oh, this memory always comes back. And he like puts it in, it's like some gum commercial jingle. It's like winter fresh gum is so great. And then anger goes, oh, that stupid song. But like, it's a good... ongoing.
Oh, so good. It really is. So.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, because they meet their imaginary friend, like, he's been kind of pushed aside, and you just watch, like, her memories and, like, her life kind of played out, like, from birth until 11, and, like, watches those memories, like, shape her and affect her. And so. Yeah.
But every single one plays an important role, and I think sometimes. So, would you say that a lot of times we want to feel joy? Like, yeah. It didn't show the girl consciously going after joy, but a lot of us want to feel joy. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to do this. And so students and us and even adults, we look for things to fill our lives with that say, hey, this is going to keep me away from that sadness feeling. But I think this movie shows a really great point of how sadness is important. Because later on in the movie, at the very end, we won't talk about that. But okay. It just shows the importance of every single emotion you have plays a part, and so...
Yeah. And I mean, the whole joy thing, because joy and happiness is very different.
Yeah.
Because joy comes
happiness out of... Happiness is fleeting, right?
Out of the sadness, yeah. So, but you say joy comes out of sadness, could Adam and Eve have joy without sin? Like, would they really experience joy? Because they didn't know that... So why...
Yeah.
How could they experience joy if they don't know...
Because that was before...
Okay, so they were just constantly like in a constant state of joy.
That's right.
Yeah,
and then we fight for that, right? Like we fight to be
as we will be in heaven. I mean, that's the way we were wired and designed to be in that perfect state of joy. If you ask me.
Well, I mean, think about it. We always try to busy our life because if I stop, I slow down, I can think too much, and then I lose that sense of joy.
That's right.
So I try to fill myself with busyness, like getting on my phone. Like I want to play a game, and I'm gonna put that down and do this. As long as I don't stop.
Yeah, and that's why, like, moments of silence are so weird and rare now. Like, because, I mean, this past week, I got to preach in big church, so, but, like...
Good job.
In my
prayer...
What?
Can I have your autograph?
Yeah. Okay. At the end of the sermon, like, I was praying, and I said, hey, we're just going to stop a moment and hear from the Lord, and somebody afterwards was like, man, I almost cried in that moment, because it's just, like, those moments where you don't stop to listen to... For us, like to God, but like just in general, like we fill our time with so much.
Or we try to buy things. That's what. Yeah, you ever buy something because you think it's gonna make you happy?
Yeah, every time, and then
after you get it, you're like, why did I just spend? I mean, I remember buying my first car. I was so excited. It was a little blueberry, like a little
blueberry,
like from Psych. You know?
Psych, the blueberry.
Yeah, it was like Gus's car.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
I love Psych.
That's the best. That's TV perfection. Anyway,
we don't. Just because we say something's great doesn't mean you should go listen or watch it.
Yeah,
kids. All right.
Anyway, so I felt so cool. I was gonna have my blueberry. I drove off that parking lot and go, what did I just do? I like thought about returning it. I was so like, I just spent all this money. I mean,
yeah,
he's making payments on this thing.
You're like,
he still makes payments.
Really?
That was 20 years ago.
and he doesn't have it anymore.
20 years ago, I bought it when I was
But yeah, yeah, you get that. It's like when you go shopping for food, you're like, everything looks good. I just buy everything. Then I'm in the car, I'm like, man, I just spent like $40 on food. I don't want this anymore. But man,
pickle chips.
What? That's why did that sound so great like 5 minutes ago?
Pringles Extreme.
Never go to the store hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst. But that's when you want to go to the store. You're like, hey, I need something. I need food. I'll probably make wise choices.
So, but I mean, going back to memories and worldview, like the, you know, the, I mean, the whole thing with, like, the, a lot of what we, our actions and our decisions are based on our memories. Like, we want to, well, I mean, going to, you know, with the joy thing, like, we want to make decisions that are going to make us happy, and the, like, based on what we've observed. That's why, like, a lot of middle school students, we have one today to talk to us about, like, yeah, I make dumb decisions around friends because I want to be accepted. And so, his idea of, like, whether observing parents or observing us or whatever, like he sees, oh, if I'm going to have a happy life, I have to have good friends, and I'll do whatever it takes to get those friends. And then his beliefs are, well, don't do this. This is dumb. And he's like, but I need friends. And so those two beliefs kind of...
So one overrides the other.
Yeah. But that, like, that facts and opinions look the same. I can't tell them apart. Like,
yeah.
Like his opinion is, I have to have friends. I have to do this to get my friends. The fact is... Walk with the wise, become wise. Companion of fools suffers harm.
But the answer is, don't worry about it. So, just do whatever. I mean, because Bing Bong's advice is, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mean, I definitely don't agree with that.
Right. But I don't remember, like, the full context of that. But I think he was just kind of saying, like, it just works out at the end.
A-N-G-E-R. Shortcut.
Shortcut. Yeah. Bing Bong was a great character.
Oh, yeah.
So we also saw another movie this week.
We did, and it was hard to follow, but I was so excited.
It's, okay,
I almost saw this alone.
James almost saw this movie alone.
I was really excited.
Tomorrowland. We finally saw Tomorrowland. You got to see it with McKenzie, his girlfriend.
I did.
She doesn't know that you still wanted to go see that without her, but
Without her, just alone.
You probably find my phone.
The door's opening. Zombies.
Oh man. Oh, everything's fine.
What's going on?
Everything's falling apart at once. Okay. So we saw Tomorrowland. I would say we're not going to spoil this because I didn't understand anything that happened.
Yeah, what happened?
You can't spoil what you don't know.
There's some cool elements, and we're going to talk about those.
Okay.
Cool as in, like, dumb.
So, it starts off, George Clooney and this girl are, like, talking, and there's, like, some countdown clock or something.
Yeah.
Basically, okay, I will give this away for the movie. It's a green movie. Like, hey, don't pollute the environment. We're all going to die. Like...
Yeah,
it's that.
Like Godzilla. Definitely. Well, and it's more than just green, because it's about getting along. I think solving the world's problems. Because they showed, like, nukes going off and all that, so there's there's definitely a war element. Like, hey, if you guys don't get along, if you don't solve the problems in this... And that's great.
Peace and plant a tree.
Yeah, peace and plant a tree.
That's
which, you know, I'm for those things. But yeah, that's what it's kind of a shallow, because you expect something big and you're like, oh, it's just, it lets down.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
What is going on? Somebody just walked out the door and now they're knocking on the door.
So, they know where
Andrew's going to leave the studio for a second and answer the door. Hopefully it's not
so, we read this quote earlier on, like, on another show, but the, in the movie it says, there are two wolves who are always fighting. One is darkness and despair. The other is light and hope. The question is, which wolf wins? The one you feed.
Yeah.
And so the whole movie is kind of based around that concept that the movie that you... The wolf. The wolf that you feed is the one that that's going to survive.
And that's very applicable to our life. Like, I love that quote.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't remember that until the movie, and you looked at me, and you're like, I'm like, I've heard this before somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, we said our podcast.
Yeah, it's on our podcast. Yeah. We opened the show with it.
Episode 8.
Was it
episode 8?
I think so.
Wow. Man.
Andrew knows our show better than I
do. I know. He is the biggest fan.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so it's like, what are you feeding in your own life? And actually, I mean, that's some of the stuff we're talking about here at camp.
Yeah. Before we get to the camp stuff, though, I do want to point out this
gaping
plot hole, which
made me mad. This is why it got a rotten tomato.
Maybe. I don't know. So in the movie, there's like this pendant, right? Like, if you saw the previews on there. So when they touch the pendant, It takes them to, it's basically a futuristic advertisement where it's like an interactive advertisement.
Yes.
So you appear to be in this field, a wheat field.
It's a new world. It's like the future world. The Tomorrowland world.
It's a wheat
world.
Field in this like crazy futuristic city in the foreground. And so this girl finds a pin, starts walking, and like bonks her head because she's in a police station.
You
watch this movie if you care about it. You don't, so don't watch it. But she bonks her head.
Yeah.
So then later she goes outside and then like holds it again. And it looks like...
Yeah, so anytime you hold this thing, it basically gives you all the visuals.
Yeah.
But you're still in the world that you are in.
Yeah, you're still on the planet Earth. So at the end of the movie... Okay, spoiler alert. At the very end of the movie, they give these pendants to all these, like...
Different people all over the world, everywhere.
The thinkers, the dreamers.
Yes, the people who are going to solve
the
problems. The
lovers, the dreamers.
So they all get it.
Yeah.
And what happens?
So they all get it, and then at one point they like all touch it together, and you see them in this big field, and you're like, oh yeah, they're going to save humanity. But then I thought, wait, they're still back on Earth. So one guy, like a safari dude.
Yeah, he's like...
African plains.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just imagining him, he's like walking, he's going to step on a lion cub in real life, and then he's going to look down in the wheat field and be like, hey... My leg's disappearing. The wheat is eating, like, this wheat's cutting my leg somehow. And then he's going to let go of the pin and be like, oh, yeah. Start budget. Another one was like an astronaut or something. Like NASA.
He's gonna end up, I mean, what's going to happen there? He's going to be in space and be doing like a moon. He's going to walk too far. Have you not seen Gravity? Once you get too far away.
George Clooney. That's the same person. That's where Gravity. So Tomorrowland 2 starts off with George Clooney with the pendant walking off the moon, and then gravity happens.
Movie sounds amazing.
It's awful.
I mean, if we took all the good parts, there's some good parts. There's like a fight scene that's pretty awesome, and that's about it.
There's a bathtub that shoots him in the air. The Eiffel
Tower. I'm getting
Tower,
a thumbs up. I don't know what that means.
The Eiffel Tower becomes a rocket ship. That was...
Oh, you liked it?
So...
Avery... What's your name? Ashton.
Ashton.
Asher. Sorry. So we have a student who's sitting in, and he's like making faces.
So Asher, Tomorrowland?
Asher liked Tomorrowland.
I thought it was interesting. It had some pretty good parts. Some of it I didn't think was. I thought they could do a little bit better on the storyline, but I thought it was all right. Yeah.
Wait. So how old are you?
13.
You're 13, man.
So, but
that's
maybe
pretty good.
That's
he understands this a lot more than all of us.
Maybe that's the demographic that they were going for. So.
He's a future thinker. Yeah, that's there right. I mean, we're all old. We can't do anything.
But I do agree with you on the safari part.
You thought about this before.
I did think about that, though. I'm like...
These people are all going to die.
Yeah.
They get there.
Everyone ends up dying, second movie. And George Clooney's in space.
George Clooney in space. Okay. We're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick. So let's talk about... So we're going to do a quick segment.
A new segment.
Called Andrew Makes a New Segment. No, product placement. So you have a product for us that has great amounts of world view behind it. World vision, maybe they're the makers of it. I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
I've seen that. We have a couple students here at camp. We had some last week. And I just went on vacation, and I saw these all over.
And our friend Jody Blimker, who was on the show 2 weeks ago, had one of these. Okay.
They're taking the world by storm.
They are.
Or at least the United
States.
They've
already taken
the world.
Japan.
They are.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us what they are.
Asia.
Selfie sticks.
Selfie sticks.
What selfie sticks?
Okay. So selfie sticks, what does this have to do with worldview?
Well... First of all,
why don't you explain what a selfie stick is for
it
some
looks,
of our older listeners?
Have you ever been putt-putting?
Yes.
It looks like a putter.
Okay.
A putter. It's a long metal rod with like a rubber handle.
Okay.
And I didn't realize how they like got the... You like can push a button basically. So you can hold it out and you can push a button on the handle and it like takes a selfie of you and your friends, which I'm not sure a selfie with... More than one person is a selfie, but...
Friendy.
Yeah, friendy.
Is that what they call it?
No, I think a friendy is like...
Oh, and they're not paying attention.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many dumb words associated with this concept. I don't know.
So people, I mean, they look... If you ask me, they look really dumb.
What? My selfie stick picture was awesome.
Well, I'm not saying the picture itself. I'm saying how you take the...
Oh, yeah.
You look dumb holding this giant rod in the air... maybe we should all do this lightning storm. Hold it, get out our selfie sticks.
This might be a thing that happened at Wendy's. Like, everybody was inside with a selfie stick, and then
that was it.
Lightning hit, because they're all like, they're all about to eat Gus Pepper fries at once. And they're like, look, and then boom, selfie stick.
Yeah,
but maybe this is like the way that like a lot of dumb people are gonna get weeded out. Survival of the fittest. There's gonna be a lot of people taking selfies, and at once there's gonna be a big lightning storm and kill a bunch of them.
It's like, can we not?
Wow.
Sorry, that turned really dark.
Every time, man.
Just kidding. I mean, it's gonna maim like, them for like.
Maim them.
I mean, every phone, every smartphone has a forward camera.
Yeah. Do you know? Here's the rumor. You guys don't know, but the next iPhone, already rumors because it's coming out in a few months.
Yeah.
Gonna have a flash on the front facing camera.
Ooh.
They have one on the 6.
And
I think.
Not on the 6.
No, it'll be right here next to it.
Oh,
and it's gonna be like a 5 megapixel because a lot of these cameras are getting, a lot of these phones are getting better cameras. On the side front. That takes a picture of you, then the other side.
I don't take selfies because the people at the place I bought my phone put my case on wrong, and so it just looks really foggy.
Wait, they put your case on wrong.
Yeah, so the case covers up like the
screen protector.
The screen protector covers up the.
You it's like take it's that right. Back.
I know I need to, and I never but. I don't really need to take selfies, but every once in a while I'll do it with my kids. And
people have to stop. Taking selfies.
Why? Why do people have to stop taking selfies?
Yeah.
Because you just, that's the perfect example right there. A better camera on the side of where you take pictures of yourself. Like think about what pictures are for, going back to memories, right?
Mm-hmm. To look at myself and make sure my
preserve memories. Exactly. What are you going to do with it?
Look at myself and how
I mean, now selfies have been around
when I was younger.
I remember my first MySpace photo. It was a selfie.
You know who claims to have be the founder of the selfie?
Who?
Geraldo Rivera.
That's like old
reporter guy.
Else.
No, he's like, I invented the selfie. He didn't. He's dumb.
The guy who ran for president.
Oh, there's an article, man killed by lightning because of selfie stick? ? Technically incorrect, offers a slightly twisted take on the tech that's taken over a lot. Okay, that's not true. All right.
Already been debunked.
I know. I'm so excited.
Selfie sticks. Focus on ourselves.
Yeah. But the point of selfie sticks, though, is right, is that you can include a lot more people in them?
That's one.
It takes better picture. If the picture looks great, you just look a complete idiot holding a golf club up with a phone tape to it.
But
I can get more stuff in it too.
Yeah.
So I don't just get my head. Now I can get my body. Check it out.
I can get my more
or
stuff
the view
myself.
Behind you.
Body.
Well, yeah, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to do those mirror pics anymore, James.
Shirtless mirror pics are a little bit uncomfortable.
I still want to do that.
A little bit uncomfortable.
Selfies. But yeah, so selfie generation.
The selfie
here.
Sticks aren't like, it's not a particular brand.
No,
right?
I don't
think
so.
Like a bunch of different people.
I bet. We should make it. Now's the time. More than ever.
GrabASelfieStick.com is the number one rated selfie stick. But that's according to themselves in advertisement. So I don't know what the best one is.
How can you get that?
Number generally, they're also extendable, so you can fold them back in and fit them in your pocket.
You can make it. Yeah, on the go.
Which is nice. So, I wonder what the longest selfie stick is. Who's got the record?
It's there's one that's 800 feet.
Your lies.
So you take it like it's a
moon and it's
selfie.
Not retractable. Man, this is dangerous.
Is that a drone picture? No, that's a selfie stick.
It's a selfie stick.
A dronies.
Those
are coming out. That's the next big thing.
We talked about that. Yeah, because there's drones now. They follow you around. Like you have a thing on your watch.
Oh.
And so the drone. Like flies and knows like where to center on, and you can push a button and it'll go and take a droney is what they're called, which is a selfie from a drone.
Yeah, so
you're like, oh, your selfie stick, and then you take the thing, you just toss it up in the air, and it starts working. It just starts flying.
Dude,
you're like, oh,
drones.
Nice selfie stick.
That's crazy.
And there's you saw the other day a couple
a drone?
Weeks ago. No, one of those drones that flies on its own and it follows you around.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
I didn't see it in person.
No, but you saw the video.
I watched the video
and
I wanted to buy one.
Everything on video works, right? So
apparently on the Jimmy Fallon show, they said Amazon could be next year or 2016 or 17, they're going to start using drones for shipping.
See, yeah. I've heard that, but I think that's a false.
Well,
I
don't think so.
Jimmy Fallon said it, though.
New article from The Verge. I go to them. These are the first 500 companies allowed to fly drones over the U.S., welcome to the next generation of aviation.
So, well, this was a problem recently because somebody, like, had, like, they're, like, Peeping Tom drones.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they open their window and there's like a drone out of their window, like recording them.
And it was Andrew.
No. They don't know who, like, but yeah, but like, right? So you can control a drone from anywhere and you can watch it. So you're like, oh, I'm in my house.
But yeah.
It's the new.
Actually, and in Tomorrowland, she spies and does all this crazy stuff
with
using
a drone.
That's true.
So like drones in the future. Kids, go buy some drones.
Yeah, and that was in present time, not the future. So, okay. So. Camp is going on this week. We've got like 5 minutes because we're going to miss dinner.
Yeah.
Why is camp important for middle school, high school students? Our elementary kids are up here this week too. So why is that important?
Well, I think it goes at the core of what we were talking about earlier. It's time to get away. Like,
yeah.
We aren't silent. We live in a generation where go. And while camp keeps you busy or whatever, but it's a time we can just focus completely on having fun, but making friends, but also God, and we kind of get away from it.
So, do you let your students have phones?
I do allow them to have phones, but I take them from them at certain times, so that way they don't miss parts of
it. We don't ever take them, but, I mean, we kind of watch, or we don't have that
many
kids.
The only person ever gets in trouble for using their phones is me.
Yeah, I know. During the sense of, like, Jane, put up your phone.
I'm answering important emails.
Yeah.
Emails.
Oh, my goodness. So
an adult.
I'm a grown man, but so I don't know because I look back at camp, like growing up, and camp for me was very different than what this camp is. I went to a camp called Camp Ileana, some people say, but
yeah.
But this was like now they have
we say Eliana at my house, but
Eliana, because it's Illinois and Indiana, and you don't say Indiana. Unless you're just a pompous British person. Oh, Indiana. Need some tea and comments. it was like primitive camp, right? I mean, they had like a giant bunk.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to bring a box fan and
yeah.
He was cold. And
the bonfire, the songs and everything.
Like there was no air conditioning buildings in that place.
Yeah.
Did you go in?
I've been there.
But now it's got like...
Well, now
nice
it's, yeah, now
and
it's
air
outdated.
And, yeah, but back then it was like...
I went to
worst. So did you go to middle school camp growing up?
I didn't go to any camp growing up.
No.
What?
My greatest camp memory happened right before this podcast. Dodgeball championship.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I wasn't going to go the whole podcast without letting you go.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dodgeball that's right. Hey, Dodgeball
Andrew,
champions. 2015.
Are the ones... the dodgeball champions.
Yeah.
And then I was a ref for dodgeball, though, so that was good. That was fun.
Pretty fair.
That's why they won.
I know.
No.
Kids stepped over the line one time. I was like, get out of here.
You're out.
I was like, what? Like, you stepped over the line.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah. I would throw a ball and hit one of them. They're like, you're out. And they're like, yeah, you can't. I was like, I'm the ref. I can do what I want. So, no, but you guys won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To Andrew.
Thank you.
So, a good memory. A joyful memory.
That's right.
That might be a core memory.
It's a core memory. Like, this moment on, like, he's going to be like this. Like, so next year we'll come back and he won't even come on the podcast because he'll be like, I'm a dodgeball champion. Like, he's going to do a tour of the U.S.
That's awesome.
Probably.
What were you saying, James?
Well, I'm thinking about this. I mean, camp's good because... For me, I've got core memories that are here.
Yeah.
And I think you can say that, too. Because I went to camp for the first time, and I used to think it was dumb. I was like, you know, just tons of students who were dumb, the beach, acting dumb.
We used to go to beach camp.
Yeah.
That was great.
And it was great. And, you know, going to it, and you're like, wow, like, this is, I never knew, like, I could experience this at camp. And so... You know, that's where I decided to be a pastor, and I'm still around. So obviously, it was a good choice.
Yeah, and that, I mean, same for me. Like,
defiant.
High school camp, like that's when I made a commitment to devote my life to full time ministry. And like, I don't think I really understood that at the time, but I was like, I just felt that as they were talking about it at a camp. I was like, I want to do that, and so
hardest decision he's ever.
Man, I was like, I gotta do that, I guess. No. So.
That's so true! I already committed to the Lord!
Oh, man.
You said I would be a youth pastor!
I know, because
I don't want to get struck by lightning!
I don't want to go to Wendy's and end up dead. So. You
always have to be inside for the rest of your life avoiding lightning.
So, my favorite camp memory, this might take a while to tell, but.
1 minute.
There was we were camping, and I was a counselor with Crossroads that summer. I was a high school student. Maybe I was in college. I don't know. But so we I had this room of guys that weren't with our church, but I was in there, and so there was only four of them, and we told them, like, this story we made up about, like, this camp, this guy, this camper that got killed several years back, and his mom came, and she was crazy, and now she haunts the camp or something. It was some, like, scary story. So we took him out to the woods to scare him. We told a few leaders, like, hey, we're going to go do this, like, come out with buckets of water, throw some water on him. We'll have a good laugh. We'll come back in. Well, like, those few leaders told a few more leaders, and then it got, like, way out of hand. So we get out there, and, you know, we kind of scare the kids. I think the person with water missed. We, like, some people jumped out, all this stuff. So we're walking back, okay? It was the good times, whatever. They were kind of mad at us. Like, oh, this is dumb. So we're walking back, and there's a counselor that's up in the zipline tower, and he's throwing rocks. And so you just hear this going through the woods, and you hear, like, a splash in the lake, and we're like, oh, man. Well, there's still leaders hiding in the woods, and we know that they're still in there. So we're like, oh, no. He's really here. Like the ghost is really here. So then we take him back into the woods to this clearing, and then it just that's where it got out of hand. Like, I went over and acted like I was throwing up because I was so scared. another leader was hitting the zip line, and, like, it would swing, but, like, they didn't see him hit it. So they're like, oh, man, he's nearby. And, like, so these kids are freaking out. So at one point, all the leaders gather around them and hold hands. And then one of the kids is like, let's pray. We're like, we don't want to fake pray for these kids' life. So these, like, these kids legit think they're about to die. So one counselor just he runs off. He's like, I can't take it anymore. And this is the counselor. Runs like joking. He runs to the woods and just starts, like, screaming and thrashing around. And he comes, like, crawling back out and flips over on his back and just acts like he died. Like, he's, like, legit had his eyes just wide open and didn't blink. Like, they're shining a flashlight on him. They're kicking him. Like, they're, like, kicking him, and he doesn't move.
Oh, my.
And so we kept this up for a while. Somebody that, like, actually worked at the camp came out and was like, you guys need to go back to bed or whatever. And, like, and we're like, oh, okay, sorry. Well, one of the kids gets really mad because he thought he was going to die that night. So he's, like, mad that we were all, like, just joking the whole time. So he, like, takes off, and he's off by himself. Well, this, like, punk high school kid, I was in college, that's right, because this kid was a punk high school kid. There was a leader, it shouldn't have been there as a leader, didn't come out at all. Finally jumps out, like, while this kid's walking by, grabs him around the face
in
the throat, and goes, prepare to meet your maker. And then he goes, play along. The kid more than played along. He dead passed out in the guy's arm, like, legit passed out on the trail. We got back. We were laughing about all the stuff. We got called into the dean's office the next day. We were in a slight bit of trouble for that that moment. But it was great. That was just one of those moments. You don't forget those moments. That's a core memory.
That's a core memory. And that, you come back.
And that kid, it's a core memory, and that's why he grew up to be Osama bin Laden. So, oh, man, he's the head of ISIS. But, yeah, I know. He could have been great. But, all right, Andrew, thanks for joining us today. Do you have any
closing remarks?
Closing remarks.
Well, being on a podcast has been on my bucket list. So,
that's
one more thing off the item. So, this has been a lifelong dream come true.
I hope name two other items on your bucket list.
Jumping out of an airplane.
Oh, with a parachute or just
no? While it's on the ground.
Oh. I thought it was like this is the end of this last thing on his bucket list: jumping out of an airplane.
It's like, yeah. So it was 1, 2, 3. Was number one was be on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Number two was to jump out of an airplane.
Okay.
And number three was to go surfing.
Ooh, have you surfed?
Never been surfing.
Don't go to South Carolina or North Carolina.
Go to California.
There's sharks.
Yeah, North I was just in South Carolina.
It is Shark Week. Shark Week.
Lots to talk about.
Yeah.
But hey, maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Shark Week's drone.
Shark segment.
Sharknado. There's a third Sharknado coming out.
Yeah, they're coming out.
So.
Yeah. Advertise at Subway.
Sharknado is?
Yeah, it was. Sharknado 3.
Why?
I don't know.
Somebody does, like, really weird stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, we were healthy. So, PlayStation. Like, when PlayStation, like Uncharted 3 was, like, huge promotion at...
At Subway?
At Subway. Like, okay, eat fresh. And play Uncharted. Shoot people. All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, Andrew. James, anything? Any closing remarks?
Nope, just
hey,
be careful with those selfie sticks.
Be careful with selfie sticks.
Don't poke anybody in the eye.
And the fireworks.
Don't shoot fireworks off your head.
See Tomorrowland.
Don't see Tomorrowland.
Whoa, yeah.
Inside Out. Inside Out's good. I will recommend Inside Out. You can go see Inside Out. It's a fun family film. Probably bring some tissues.
Lots of tissues.
Especially if you have kids. If you have kids, like, expect to sob your brains out. So, all right. Hey, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
And I'm Andrew.
And I'm Asher.
All right. All right.
Fourth wheel.
All right. Bye.
Good job, everybody. Podcast Viewfinder.